Do you know the big problem with a disguise, Mr. Holmes? However hard you try, it's always a self-portrait.
You think I'm a vicar with a bleeding face?
I think you're damaged, delusional, and believe in a higher power. In your case, it's yourself. Somebody loves you. Well, if I had to punch that face, I'd avoid your nose and teeth too.
Could you put something on, please? Anything at all? Napkin.
Why? Are you feeling exposed?
I think John knows where to look.
No, I think he knows exactly where. Not sure about you.
I was looking at naked women. I borrow John's laptop.
You do borrow the laptop.
I confiscate it.
Oh, never mind. We've got better things to talk about. Now tell me, I need to know. How's it done?
What?
The hiker with the bastion head. How was he killed?
That's not why I'm here.
No, you're here for the photographs. But that's never going to happen. This is, we're here just chatting anyway.
That story's not been on the news yet. How do you know about it?
I know one of the policemen. Well, I know what he likes.
Oh. And you like policemen?
I like detective stories and detectives. Brainy's the new sexy.
This is a cop. The position of the car relative to the hiker at the time of the backfire, that and the fact that the death blow was to the back of the head, that's all you need to know.
Okay, tell me, how was he murdered?
It wasn't.
You don't think it was murder?
I know it wasn't.
How?
The same way that I know the victim was an excellent sportsman, recently returned from foreign travel, and the photographs I'm looking for are in this room.
Okay, but how?
So they are in this room. Thank you. John, man the door, let no one in.